myself and the state's attorney, Megan Lee, had communication regarding this ongoing pending case that had resulted in an outstanding arrest warrant for Charles Peacock here last month. And on the state's motion, she requested the judge to consider extending extradition to the contiguous 48 states, giving us a little more leeway in where we could go to pick him up. Once that was done and the court extended those extradition limits, he was located in Lee County, Florida, where we've now placed a hold on him. I've taken necessary steps, of course, with the state's attorney's cooperation to make arrangements to get him transported back with an extradition service. So hopefully within 30 days, we will have him back in our custody and where we can get him in front of the court, and hopefully the court will hold him accountable for the meth manufacturing charges that originally, I guess, was instituted back in 2015. We don't have the manpower or the ability to safely bring him back with that long of a drive. So we began the process of I guess, hiring, lack of a better term, an extradition service who specializes in transporting inmates in this manner, and the state's attorney's office has agreed to even pay for that out of a fund that they have access to. Once we extended the extradition, we found that he was actually already in custody in Florida on an unrelated charge in Lee County Jail. So once we extended those extradition limits, they let us know that he was there and we placed a hold on him. So he'd been in Lee County Jail for, I guess, an amount of time that's unknown to me, and he was just sort of maintained in their custody until we can go pick him up. So he was already in custody there when this happened.